Human trafficking is one of the greatest evils of our time, a direct assault on the image of God in humanity and the sanctity of life. Every human life is sacred, created by God with inherent worth and dignity. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. The wickedness of those who traffic and exploit others for profit stands in direct opposition to God's justice and righteousness. Governor Glenn Youngkin, alongside Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears and Attorney General Jason Mayarez, has taken a bold stance against this modern-day slavery through Operation Silence Shattered. See press release. This initiative aims to protect the vulnerable, bring traffickers to justice, and equip communities to combat this heinous crime. As Christians, we must support such efforts, for Scripture commands us to open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute, Proverbs chapter 31 verses 8 to 9, the evil of human trafficking. Human trafficking is not just a political issue, it is a moral and spiritual battle. The Bible is clear about God's hatred for oppression and injustice. Exodus chapter 22 verses 21 to 23. Do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner, for you were foreigners in Egypt. Do not take advantage of the widow or the fatherless. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 17. Learn to do good. Seek justice, correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Human traffickers prey on the vulnerable, turning God's image bearers into commodities. Their actions mirror the deeds of those whom Jesus condemned. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. Matthew chapter 23 verse 14. The Lord will not ignore such wickedness. Virginia's bold stand against trafficking. Under Governor Youngkin's leadership, Operation Silence Shattered is making significant strides. Over 3,700 individuals educated on human trafficking prevention, 21 arrests made involving traffickers and sex buyers, 12 victims rescued and offered services, 136 ongoing investigations into human trafficking cases, 47 additional victims identified and supported. These numbers are not just statistics, they represent real people, image bearers of God, who have been delivered from the grasp of wicked men. Just as Jesus declared in Luke chapter 4 verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." The role of the church. While the government plays a role in fighting human trafficking, the church is called to be a beacon of light in this darkness. We must be like the Good Samaritan, Luke chapter 10 verses 25 to 37, refusing to walk past victims in their suffering. Here's how we can engage. Pray for the end of human trafficking. Prayer is our greatest weapon. Pray for victims, law enforcement, and leaders taking a stand against trafficking, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Educate and protect. Teach our children and communities about the warning signs of trafficking. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 says, "The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, and whatever you get insight." Support survivors. Ministries like Letitia's House, Operation Lightshine, and New Creation VA are actively restoring hope to survivors. As believers, we are called to be the hands and feet of Christ. Advocate for justice. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Proverbs chapter 31 verses 8 to 9. Engage in legislative efforts to strengthen protections for victims and prosecute traffickers. A call to action. We cannot afford to be silent. Human trafficking is not just a social problem. It is a spiritual war against the sanctity of life. As Governor Youngkin rightly stated, together, we will continue making a difference, empowering survivors, and building a future free from the darkness of human trafficking. Let us, as followers of Christ, join this fight, through prayer, action, and unwavering commitment to justice. As Jesus said, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Matthew chapter 25 verse 40. May the Lord bring freedom to the captives, justice to the wicked, and healing to the brokenhearted.